It's Flugelhorn Friday with Steve McKay on Star 97.7.
Yes, Steve has arrived. He's got his shiny flugelhorn. How does the flugelhorn operate when it's really humid? Can that get challenging for an instrument like that?
Let me just say this about that. Everything is harder when it's humid outside.
Hey, I didn't know if, like, your buttons, the valves, if they tend to kind of stick or they just don't sound right. So I wondered that.
It doesn't affect the flugelhorn at all. It does certainly affect the operator of the flugelhorn. Yes.
So.
Well, speaking of flugelhorns, by the way, Brian Netto has invited me to be part of a really special occasion on Sunday afternoon. Brian and I had the same music teacher at Orono High School, Mr. Motor, He was kind of a second dad to both of us. He was just a tremendous guy. He passed away, and he built a bandstand. He was one of these multi-talented people. He built a bandstand in Harpswell, Maine. So Brian has put together a band of which I will be part of, and we're going to do a tribute concert to Mr. Motor this Sunday in Harpswell. So thank you to Brian for putting that together.
That is awesome.
That will be amazing. Yeah.
You'll have a great day, but I'm sure you will be sweating.
It'll be hot. I'm hoping, since Harpswell is near the coast, hopefully it'll be a little cooler there.
All right. Well, we'll let you talk about what to expect for the weekend and maybe a little bit into next week, but right now, we'll let you sweat and play that flugelhorn.
Okay, we can do this. Another one of those situations where I think it's going to be okay. I'm kind of hoping Brian is listening, because there's part of this little song snippet that was kind of hard for me to handle on the flugelhorn, and I think that will be kind of obvious to you when I play this for you. So you guys ready?
I am ready.
Ready.
Okay, here we go.
Wow. That's a long clue, or I should say it's a long hint. The clue that you shared, and I think it's already coming together for me, you talked about a crib and what you'd put in a crib.
Right.
So I think I know what it is. Are you feeling confident, Sonny?
I think so, too. Yeah.
All right. Well, for those that are struggling, could you play it again?
Yeah, despite me butchering the song. Yeah. Here we go.
Okay. Boy, that is, if it's the song I'm thinking of, that is, I think you did well, but that is hard.
Yeah, I can't believe you did it on a flugelhorn, if that's what I'm thinking
of. Yeah, so 1976 is your first clue. This one will probably give it away if you think you know what it is. Request for motion connected to a wee one. Right? Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. So a request for motion connected to a wee one. And third hint is he was singing about aviation in 1977.
Wow. That was a guitar piece. That was, that had to be really challenging for you. There's a lot going on there.
I'm hoping if Brian is listening right now, he will extend some grace to me, because he could have done it a lot better.
That would be Keep On Rockin' Me Baby. Keep On Rockin' You Baby from Steve Miller Band.
Exactamundo.
Great job, and great job on the flugelhorn. That had to be tough. Ooh.
Thank you. Singing about a jet airliner back in 1977.
Right.
Request for motion connected to a wee one, Rockin' Me Baby. So here it is, the very beginning of the song, I hope.
Oh, wait a minute. 3, 2, 1. Here we go. Here's the hard part. There you go.
That guitar piece, that is tough.
Oh, my gosh, I can't believe you did that on the horn.
But you did it well, because I actually figured it out before you gave all the clues.
Yeah, good job.
I guess that's saying something. Yeah. All right.